USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Several states have resumed administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after reviewing guidance from the CDC and FDA following an 11-day pause due to concerns about rare but serious blood clots in 15 women. Other states are refusing shipments due to low demand. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the White House's chief medical advisor, tells ABC's This Week he believes the U.S. will overcome vaccine hesitancy and skepticism.
The rest of the world was looking at the United States' decision, particularly because they know that the CDC and the FDA are the gold standard for both safety and the evaluation of efficacy.
The J&J vaccine will now come with a warning label, and providers will offer information about the risks and side effects. A fire caused by an oxygen tank explosion at a COVID-19 hospital in Baghdad killed at least 82 people and injured more than 100. Some people forced to leap from the windows of the burning building. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.